Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
How is your sock drawer looking? Maybe it's time for some spring cleaning. Well, Bombas just dropped soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help you get that drawer in a better place. And you know what? I just did it. Once you try Bombas, you are not going to look at socks the same way because they are obsessed over details. They have these anti-blister tabs and cushioned footbeds, so your feet feel great. It's like walking on little pillows. It's amazing. I love my Bombas. Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head on over to bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers at checkout.
Not since Mad Max Fury Road has there been a simultaneously exciting but morally complex look at the apocalypse. We saw Hell Comes to Frog Town, and you know what that means.
Remix. How did Schwarzenegger grow a baby in his belly? Rock a rhinestone vest while whipping Justin to Kelly. Or maybe see a burlesque show with Nick Crow and take a boat with speed to hitting cruise control. J-Man, Big Paul, and the beautiful June. Gonna take you from the goob all the way to the room. Ran the games of Street Fighter, helped to blow off steam. Just a sucker punch the odd life of Timothy Green. Sharknado to Birdemic, how we staying alive? They calling in the badass and he's on the line. Cranking 88 minutes cause they cool as ice. Cause a bad Jim Barnes. Looking kind of nice. Paul and June getting literal. Jason is getting laid. June is making sure all the monkey shots getting paid. They judge a bunch of movies while they're making the grade. Here's a real question for you. How did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth. And hello, people of Largo in Los Angeles. We are live here at Largo at the Coronet, our home for our live shows, and we are so excited that you are here with us tonight to talk about Hell Comes to Frogtown, a movie that defies so many things, but I won't even talk about, there's so many things I want to talk about, but we'll have to do it all with our amazing guests. It's a How Did This Get Made all-star show, but we need my co-host. Please welcome Jason Mantzoukas. What's up, Jason?
Paul. I'm getting ready to talk about frog titties.
Not since Howard the Duck have I been so grossed out.
Grossed out? What? No,
we'll save it.
There are some pretty sweet frog titties in this movie.
You are also, I know that I am, but are you wearing your chastity belt tonight?
Yeah, of course.
All right, great.
Of course.
We've given the audience all earrings, so at any point, you can shock our balls and dick.
Yep. High-tech jewelry in a woman's world.
Oh,
everything's an accessory.
It's an earring and a ball shocker.
Oh, and also the cars are pink.
Like I said, this is a How Did This Get Made all-star show. This last guest, you saw her a long, long time ago.
on an episode, I believe, about a film called The Tourist. You know her from her Comedy Central show, Another Period. Please welcome Natasha Leggero.
Woo!
Yeah.
Why did welcome. Jason get booed?
We have a very special guest tonight. You know him from his own podcast, the Houndtall Podcast. Also, Another Period. Please welcome Moshe Kasher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome. Now, before we even get started, you two are you guys, have you started your honeymoon tour, or are you, is it going to be beginning?
We haven't started the live dates, but we've been knocking boots in preparation.
I love it.
We're married.
So newly married, right?
Yep.
That's true.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where can people get tickets for this tour that you guys are on?
And it's you guys having sex in front of people. Yeah. That is the tour. That's what you're doing to prepare for it, you said.
Yeah. Well, I said knocking boots, and this incredibly hip hop savvy crowd was like, "What?"
Yeah. No. These are podcast nerds. This is a room full of people who took notes on a terrible movie.
Wait, hold on. To be she's honest, knitting.
There's a woman knitting
she's
in the front row.
Drinking tea. Whoa.
There is a woman straight up knitting.
You know.
But
you
by
know,
the way.
Are you knitting?
What is she
what's
knitting?
What's happening?
She has not stopped knitting.
Is it a scarf?
Oh my God.
Nice.
She's knitting a scarf.
Infinity scarf. What does that mean?
It'll be a circle.
Oh, an infinity. I was like, she's gonna be knitting till infinity. It's like
that is.
I
know. You know, you're at a Saturday Night Late Show taping when you look out and you see somebody crocheting and somebody else drinking chamomile tea. Ladies and gentlemen,
podcast.
Sit back, relax.
Podcast. Here we go, podcast.
I would argue that she's probably the only person who productively did something while watching this movie.
I love the idea that people would come to the live podcast and do what they do when they listen to the podcast. But, so if like half the audience was just folding laundry and the rest of you were kind of exercising.
But you know what else is like, it's not that you're crocheting, it's that you came into the theater, knew you were going to crochet, you have the implements to do it,
yeah.
And thought to yourself, the front row is where I'll start.
I can't imagine they'll notice.
But anyway, the dates are available on
you're just committed. Knit, pearl, crushing it. You're going to have a whole scarf by the end of this show, which will be sold in the lobby, correct?
Hey, you know what? And you can say, how did this get made? And you point at yourself.
Yeah. Please put a picture of that scarf on your Twitter or your Instagram that just says, this is how this scarf got made. We will all take a picture with this scarf at the end of the show.
Yeah,
wrapped
we would
around
like, finish it. Please finish it before the end of the
yes,
show.
Yes, so please finish it.
This is what she wanted.
Is anyone?
You did it, you attention grabber. That's all you wanted. All those knitters, they come here trying to get that attention.
Somebody in the back macrame who's like, I told you we should sit further up.
And no, there's a guy in a loom in the back. Just on a...
Yeah. And like somebody scrapbooking.
And somebody else who just walked in when Paul's like, this is what you wanted. There's all these knitters here who misunderstood what Paul said. Was like, whoa, he got so racist. Getting a little edgy for the knitting material.
Late show, edgy.
Late show. Guys, we haven't even gotten to the movie. And this one is crazy.
Well,
this one is really bananas.
I think I've said it a handful of times. Every now and then I feel like a movie tops a movie. And I'm like, now this is my favorite. This is definitely in my top five of the best movies we've ever watched.
100%.
Because it's crazy.
Well, Natasha, tell him how we... Because we live... Natasha and I, husband and wife. So we live together. We sleep together.
Sure.
We fuck together.
Yeah.
And we... As you said today, how long did it take us to get through this movie?
We watched it in like 4 or 5 20-minute increments.
That's torture.
We couldn't do it. I can't.
It's only like an 87-minute movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to rewind. It's not interminably long. Fast forward it.
Oh, that's just punishing yourself.
Yeah.
You got to muscle straight through it.
And by the way, I am a huge They Live fan.
Well, that's a good, yeah.
Right, so when Roddy came on the screen, I said to Natasha, oh, this is good. This guy is he's great.
But is he good in Day Live, or what's it called?
Yeah, Day Live.
Day Live.
I don't know what it is.
Day Live is the
Jamaican dancehall version.
Day Live, Day Live, Day Live.
Day Live, Day Live, Day Live. No, Day Live is the...
It's an Elephant Man song.
They Live is the bootleg DVD of They Live that you buy at the flea market.
Well, it brings up an interesting point because a lot of people have been telling me for a long time, you have to do They Live. And I thought, yeah, but this is better. Like, this is... Oh. Like, They Live is fun, it's great, it's, you know, it's got everything. But this is something that I never really even knew about. And it's crazy to me because...
It's based on a true story.
100%. The thing that I was kind of...
Right?
Just to start it off, for those of you who don't know, the movie is about the last fertile man on Earth having to impregnate the last fertile women.
By the way, I didn't know that.
And also...
You mean even right now?
Yeah, like I still didn't understand what that movie was about.
Also, consent, not a problem.
Almost.
This is a movie in which the hero character is a rapist.
Wait, no, I read it.
When we meet him, he's been arrested for sexual assault.
Oh, because I felt like in this movie the government was a rapist, which mirrors reality.
Yes.
Well, I will say that the thing that it really mirrored to me was I couldn't believe how similar this movie was to Fury Road.
Oh yeah.
There was like shocking similarities.
It made me think less of Fury Road. Because I was like, I see what you did, George Miller. You're up late at night, this movie comes on, and you're like, fuck.
After 40 years, I figured it out.
I can do this a little better.
Yes, like you said, the movie starts with basically...
Double RP.
Roddy.
I can already tell this is going to be a problem.
Oh, not going to be good.
Names, not your strong suit.
Never been.
And this one's going to be real tough.
Rowdy, this is going to be tough for me.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Rowdy. I can do it.
Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Piper.
Well, but basically,
Pied Piper, Silicon Valley's Pied Piper,
Rowdy Roddy
Piper, Laurie,
Laurie Kilmartin, great stand-up comedian, writer for Conan, Piper.
Well, the movie starts off with him getting interrogated, and they go
by
like,
the border guards.
Right, there's like you raped this girl, and
his
they come
daughter.
In. What?
It was that guy's daughter.
And then the medics come and go. Whoa. Yeah, but she got pregnant, and they're like, so it's cool.
This prisoner is accused of sexual assault.
Your daughter has changed her story. Once she found out she was pregnant, she must have had a change of heart.
Wait. Was it possible?
That's what we thought, too, until we ran some tests. This man is carrying a loaded weapon.
His dick.
And MedTech on a provisional government authority now claims it.
The idea that this movie posits a hero who is purposefully impregnated, he's just a rapist, who the lady army, I wrote this down, and I was like, the plot of this movie is that they found the most potent guy who's a legendary coxman, and they need him to get to Frogtown to blast babies into a bunch of different women so we can win the Cold War? Is that the movie?
Because that's
what they say. Like, you have a dick, it works. What? That's crazy. So whether or not they know it or want it, you're going to fuck these women in Frogtown.
And and sometimes he wants to fuck these women. Yes. Sometimes right. he's like, I don't want to fuck these women.
Yeah. He's coy. It's all about enthusiastic consent. That's what this is about.
Well, and whether or not there is, like, whether or not, because the girl doesn't seem to want it, the desert, you know, mutant or whatever that they get. And then the woman, the army leader, gives her like a horny shot and she's like, uh-oh, I'm ready to go. And then they're cuddling.
And by the way, neither of you are even mentioning the fact that there are frogs in this town.
Oh my God.
Sexy as fuck frogs!
And by the way, there was an article in the LAist this week about
how sexy frogs are?
About the Los Angeles neighborhood of Frogtown that is being gentrified against the will of the people, the Latino people in the neighborhood. So I thought this movie was about the scourge of gentrification.
Nope. It's about a man named Sam Hell going into a town full of frogs.
Not the hell that is white people coming into a part of town full of Mexicans.
This scene that, Paul, you've pulled up here is one of the first scenes where Rowdy Roddy Piper is in the offices of MedTech.
Yes, and I was going to say...
the Lady Army branch that are now own his dick and balls and all that it contains. And it is 1988... And you know what there is everywhere? No condom signs.
It is the height
of AIDS. AIDS is just starting to be understood. And the message of this movie is, don't use condoms. Come on.
And I was going to say, Jason, you have this same exact sign over your bed, right?
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Ladies.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you ladies and like one of you dudes.
The reason that sign is there, you know why? They needed to make sure that them babies, they live.
Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah. Save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eats all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions, $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie cutter places, and I went on Airbnb and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes, that's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. If you're like me, you can't get enough John Mulaney. And that's good, because during the Netflix is a Joke Festival, John Mulaney is presenting a brand new show called Everybody's in LA. It's 6 live episodes created and starring John that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. This is going to be an unconventional show with very big special guests. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Netflix.
Here's the other thing about this scene. When he hears about his fertility, he takes it as if
he's like, they're saying, you got a big dick. Like, he's like psyched. He's like you're a popular man. You got a lot of women pregnant and you're, like, a lot of women pregnant. He's like, yep.
Yep.
Like, that shouldn't be like something that you're like.
He is world famous for fucking. Everyone, including the women of other species, i.e. frogs, are like, oh, I've heard about you and that dick. I want it. Everybody is wanting Rowdy Roddy Piper's dog.
Rowdy Roddy's dog, right?
Yeah.
Rowdy Roddy.
Yeah.
And then they put, what's the contraption that
oh
he has? That
like a chastity belt.
He has a chastity belt that's
military
engineered
grade.
By the girl's earring.
Yes. Yeah, and controlled by her earrings.
And that's when I checked out.
Really?
Oh my God, that's when
that's
I checked
when I was
in.
Like, best movie ever.
I was like, this is what this movie is about? I am so excited. The man is wearing a full-on
military grade codpiece, straight up.
Let's take a look at this scene here, just to get an idea. This is pretty much the whole premise.
Mr. Hellman, I can understand why you're so popular with the ladies. You've left a string of pregnancies everywhere you've been.
So fact.
You have the highest spermatozoan count we've ever tested.
Must have been all that fiber I ate when I was a kid.
What?
The war reduced our male population by 68%.
I'm shitting spermatozoa.
It made most of the human race sterile. But we're still at war. A population war. Each side is desperate to rebuild and rearm. Now that requires manpower. Manpower requires people. And that's where you come in.
Yeah. Stuck.
It's an electronic lock. Only we have the code. The ECR stays on at all times.
Well, how am I supposed to, you know?
There's the flap. It monitors your physiosexual condition. It's for your own protection. After all, it's government equipment now.
So
they own
is
his dick.
Now, if you look at this device, it looks like the most hard plastic you can imagine in a triangular shape.
It's like a codpiece.
It is, but I'm just saying, like, if there was a flap, I mean, to know a little bit about hard-ons, how does it get out?
What little bit do you know?
I've seen pictures of it on TV.
Oh, yeah? Wait, on TV?
Yeah, like on Family Feud and stuff.
You have?
We asked 100 people what use a flap on a codpiece given by the provisional government of a post-apocalyptic frog town would have.
I just don't understand how, how if he got hard in that, how it would find the flap. There's no
flexibility. It's not articulated. What are you talking? It's not like a duck's dick.
The woman.
No, but if he's like hard in there, like it would like.
Oh, I see what you're saying. He gets hard up like a dog.
Well, I mean.
Well, I think he probably has to go out the front and then it's up.
No. I'm thinking.
Okay, let's get.
If he's like this, if he gets hard.
Okay. Here's.
But he's got this coffee.
No.
Exactly.
This is crazy.
He has to be in this position, soft.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, this is crazy.
And what we're saying is, if the dick is hanging south, it's gonna have a hard time getting out of the flap.
And what I'm saying is, if the dick is hanging south, you put it in her mouth. No, but somebody wooed. That was okay. No. What I'm saying is, this. What's crazy about your logic is that it's the same size soft as it is hard. It's just facing
isn't
down.
Isn't that how dicks work?
But wait, so show it to me. Yeah.
But that's not how that works. It's more like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not like that. It's not a retractable telescope.
Wait.
You are missing some amazing physical comedy.
I'm sorry.
Mine is more like this.
Mine is like this.
Yours is a tail?
Yeah.
No. Mine is like this.
Because
I love my wife so much.
Oh.
I just
gave it to her?
Yeah.
But I just want to reiterate, his purpose now, as per the government of, I'm assuming America, I'm assuming it's America, is to get the only, it's reverse Children of Men. Right? Like, he's the only person who can, like, create kids. There are no other... Do they even talk about it? Are there other guys who can do this? Who can successfully...
Oh, I think everybody's... Says, I think everyone's sterile. Because of the nuclear war.
Sterile.
You know, like, the fallout was everyone's got, you know... It's like microwave their balls.
There's two nuclear wars. This movie starts with there are two nuclear wars.
I rewound this movie like three times in the first 5 minutes going like, what did I miss? And then I realized I didn't miss anything. It really just doesn't like, it's sort of like, yeah, you get it, right? Yeah.
Right, also the whole idea of the flap, I like that you bumped on the dick articulation out of the flap. For me it was like, if there's a flap that you can put your dick out of, why the codpiece in the first place? Why
well, the codpiece is to shock you.
Why not put it around your neck?
But she said that sometimes she's got to, doesn't... I thought that part... maybe
no, she has to get him aroused, that's for sure. Right. That's what the whole desert lingerie...
Oh, you have a scene of that? The desert lingerie?
I do have a scene of the...
See, that character has... government issue lingerie.
Yes.
Under her army wear, her fatigues and so forth, that she has to wear in order to keep him aroused because she's been trained in the art of seduction.
And she's always wearing like granny panties.
And she's always crocheting in the front row of a show.
Killing it.
I wrote down at one point, I go, this is like a post-apocalyptic Who's the Boss, because the woman looks like Judith Light, and like, he's like this tough guy, and it's like, she's his boss, and he's like, hey,
you know. Mona, take off the codpiece.
It's so hard. It's
thank
so
God you're here, just for that flawless danza.
It's so hard to tell in the 80s if someone was hot or not.
Like, yeah, I found that true.
Is she hot? I couldn't tell.
Okay, although I will say...
You tell me.
I will say the woman who's the soldier who's manning the gun all the time...
Super hot.
Absolutely stunningly gorgeous.
Wait, what's her character's name?
All right, well, we can take a look and find out.
Sentinella, and what's the actor's name?
Check something. C-E-C.
Check Varel.
Check Varel would have been a more appropriate name for that character than the false character name they get. That looked like Check Varel.
Yeah. By the way, she was beautiful. Angela from Who's the Boss I agree. I couldn't figure out what they were trying to do with her.
Yeah.
Like, they were trying to make her like smart and nerdy. Like she's the smart boss woman, but also like sexy.
She kept putting on underwear.
They did that thing like what they do in all like movies or like, they're like, oh, she's the hot girl, so let's put her in glasses, but really big glasses. Yeah. Like, but it was also like I felt like
there's nothing wrong with really big glasses.
No.
Oh boy.
But I felt like her, like yeah, I couldn't like when she took off the glasses and her hair came down. It wasn't
she didn't
like,
take the glasses off. He took her glasses and
threw them into the desert.
And then she just kept walking.
When
with
she
him.
Turns she into slave Leia.
Well, let's take a look at the camouflage bikini scene, because I guess she's got to keep them hard intermittently.
Those are her orders, she said.
She's got these granny panties with lace.
Hey, you know, you look terrific in this light. See you in the morning.
Yeah, burn.
Rejected.
And she's like, oh, I'm going to have to dial this up.
She's the hot one.
Yeah, she's the hot one just polishing a gun.
She's like, stroking her.
I just thought a man of your reputation might still be hungry.
I'm full.
Angela, go to bed.
Are you sure?
And then he looks at her.
Well, maybe not.
He grabs her and starts making...
I'm sorry, it was just...
Did someone teach you, or are you just a tease by nature?
I was just following orders.
Orders?
Regulation 12,
exactly
keep the subject in an excited state. It promotes potency.
Oh, potency.
I'm just doing my job.
Good, well, when we get back, I'll have him give you a raise.
Yeah. It's a real great meet cute.
Meanwhile, What's check what? Check Varel?
Check Varel.
Meanwhile, check Varel. The understanding of the scene is that it's a seduction scene, that the lead woman is going to seduce Rowdy Roddy Piper, and then it's a turnabout because she's got to keep him hard. Check Varel just watching the whole time. So assuming, like, they're just going to blast in front of her?
No. Check Varel is like, I know she's got to get him hard.
Yeah.
That's because she trains the gun.
But then Check Varel's like, I want a piece of that.
Yeah.
And starts to fuck him.
But also, Check Varel was really interesting because...
Check Varel?
Is Check Varel... Has she been in anything else?
We should check that out.
Somebody want to check Varel right now?
She like, looks at Roddy, like when he's taking off his shirt. She looks at him like, but he's barely wearing a shirt. Like, his shirt's almost fully open. And when he, like, takes off his shirt, she's like, ooh. It's like,
every woman
looks at him. It was already there, really.
Every woman looks at him like he is the most gorgeous man alive.
And he is not defined at all.
No, he's out of shape.
Yep.
And Rowdy Roddy Piper, may he rest in peace, blessed be his memory, is giving a masterclass in terrible acting. Yeah. It is in a movie with talking animatronic frogs, he out bad acts all of them.
How would you describe it? Because I keep on going, it seems like his acting style is a bit delayed. It's like if his line is like you like this is how I picture it. He's looking at the other actor, he's like, right, that's the line that they say to me. Then what do I say? Not on your life, mister. It's like, and then he delivers it. It's like, you can see
I think what he's doing is he's looking at the other actor and he's like, silence. Okay, here we go, Rowdy. My line. He just waits to not hear them talk and then is like, that's go time for me. Not on your life, mister. He is very enjoyably goofy.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a goofy... it's like they were like, we want Kurt Russell to be in this movie. And they were like, what if we got Rowdy Roddy Piper and every day hit him on the head with a hammer?
You know who they originally... The film
what
was
if we kept him concussed for the entirety of the shoot?
The film, they originally wanted Daniel Stern.
Who doesn't?
Wow.
Right?
Of
so
course.
Daniel Stern, you might remember him as one of the wet bandits from Home Alone.
The tall one.
The narrator from
Wonder
Stand
Years.
By Me. You know, he's been in a bunch of... But Daniel Stern does not feel like the right fit. He wanted to work on the script. They said no.
It's perfect.
Wait,
it's
Rowdy didn't want to work on the script?
No.
Rowdy was like, you got craft service? Great, I'm
in. Right. They got hummus?
They got hummus.
You got hummus?
I like your vision of 1988. Where's the hummus? Hi, Rowdy Roddy Piper here. Do you have vegan gluten-free treats?
Is this seaweed?
Because right now I'm wrestling with my celiac.
And they're like, your trailer is full of beef jerky. That's what you eat. It's top to bottom Slim Jims. Enjoy.
Well, I was going to ask you if he was coming, and then I Googled him and saw that he died.
Yeah, right.
But
he's coming in this movie, nailed it.
But then it also said that he was the longest he wrestled for longer than any other wrestler in the world.
Like, is that true, everybody?
No.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Very aggressive.
Surprise,
like 40
surprise.
Years?
Giant is, wrestling fan in the front
years
row.
Or something? Okay.
No? He didn't?
Who did?
It was not you. I thought it was you.
Oh, what are you, a blushing bride now?
Nerd.
You've disappeared.
Okay. No! Okay, black and white shirt. Who is the longest wrestler?
It's just definitely not him.
Wow.
Oh, why don't you mansplain to my wife a little more about professional wrestling?
Moshe.
No.
Moshe, no.
Uh-uh. Oh, because she's a woman? She doesn't understand wrestling? Should she be crocheting, bro?
Who do you think it is?
Is that a microaggression, bro?
Ric Flair has definitely wrestled for way longer than Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, wow.
Maybe he's the second longest wrestler.
No! No, you fucking idiot. Natasha, shut the fuck up.
Why did you even come here?
No!
Shut up!
Talk, Natasha!
I was just trying to say something nice in his memory.
Ric Flair?
Well, that guy took it away and gave it to pretty boy Ric Flair.
Natasha, mention of
Jimmy Superfly Snuka, the greatest of all wrestlers.
But I was gonna say, Natasha, like, when did you check out of this movie?
Oh, she checked out during the opening credits.
That was it.
I got mad. I'd say like 2 minutes in.
So you got mad in that the scene that starts off, the prologue scene that has nothing to do with the movie at all, because the prologue scene is like a scavenger getting a Statue of Liberty, then like a weird guy that came out of like the Warriors.
Like another scavenger.
Right. At this point in the movie, she had checked out not only of this podcast, but of her friendship with you, Paul. I had to talk her back as Paul's a great guy. You know Paul. You love Paul. She's like, you're right. I love Paul. We press play. Sorry. Fuck Paul!
I thought I was giving you guys a gift.
You gave me a gift. It was a one-sided gift.
But I think the aesthetics of the movie aesthetically is kind of cool and beautiful and right. 80s. And then there's all that, like, the girls at the end are all wearing, like, the pink furry like, they're in these, like, lingerie.
Oh, I'm in it all the
animal.
Way through.
Yeah.
Oh, especially for the scarf ceremony.
Not to get ahead of ourselves.
Oh, that was cool.
The scarf was cool.
I'll do that later with that scarf. Get ready.
Infinity scarf.
Get that scarf on my dick.
I want to bring up two things. As we talk about this opening for 1 second.
We do have How Did This Get Made dick scarves for sale on the Earwolf store.
They're great. It's hard to get erect in the dick scarf, but there's a flap. Yeah,
everybody's shaving those pubes off. Keep it warm with a scarf.
Everybody's shaving.
The prologue of the movie is like, hey, you can't scavenge here. Then this masked man.
A greenie. Who you assume is a frog, right?
You only assume after you go, ribbit, at the end. So,
that's an assumption. I don't understand what the word assume means, by the way.
He shoots it. He goes, you can't have guns. Then he gets shot. And he's like, ribbit. And then I'm like, well, wait. That has nothing to do with anything because they seem to be very much in control.
Nope.
Was that the beginning of their control?
Within the movie, I was unaware of any animosity between the scavengers and the frog people.
And also, the frogs have guns through the entire film.
And do not shoot them.
Yes.
They are constantly running with guns and never firing at people.
Now, and then Natasha, to address something that you said you liked the style of the film.
And particularly, there was a man with
That was cool.
There was a man with a helmet and then a beret.
Motorcycle helmet.
A motorcycle helmet, and then he had a beret on the side of the helmet.
That's a cool look.
I also like that one of the frog guys had an eye patch.
Yes.
That was awesome.
The other one was wearing swim goggles. So I guess...
There was clearly a production designer that was like an artist in there that was just like... There was some high-level shit going on.
Oh, yeah. All of... What's it called? What's the frog strip club? Is just Rick's from Casablanca. The frog with the fez is Sydney Greenstreet in Casablanca. Right. That's what they do.
Oh, like they're straight up doing...
Rick's...
Oh, that's interesting.
They're doing that setup.
So who's... Humphrey Bogart, that would be Roddy?
Rowdy.
I think it's...
The Toady?
What's his name?
Oh, Ric Flair.
Yeah, pretty boy Ric Flair.
I was just going to say that if you did like the way the movie looked, you can thank Maximo T. Byrd, the director...
You think I didn't already thank Maximo T. Byrd?
Now, the interesting thing about Maximo T. Byrd is that his real name is Donald D. Duck. And he wants to keep them alive.
Hello, me, I'm Donald D. Duck.
His real name is Donald G. Jackson, but directed this movie under the name Maximo T. Byrd, and the other movies that Maximo... So he has two IMDb pages. Some is Maximo T. Byrd.
What?
And so these are the movies that Maximo T. Byrd has directed. Rollerblade. The Rollerblade 7.
Frogtown 2.
What?
Big Sister 2000. Toad Warrior.
Toad. He likes amphibians.
Shotgun.
Wait, Toad Warrior? Is it Road Warrior?
There's two more of these movies. Shotgun Boulevard.
Salamander Alley.
Close. Roller Gator.
No! He's like, I gotta put these franchises together.
Roller Gator 2, after a while, Crocodile.
Guys, it gets better.
It Gets Better campaign? What I care about is amphibians and gay kids.
Hollywood Cops, Lingerie Kickboxer, Ghost Taxi. Ghost Taxi.
Oh, whoa, no, that's the one where Danny DeVito dies and comes back through Whoopi Goldberg.
Wait, Ghost what?
Ghost Taxi.
I want to watch every one of these immediately.
And finally, Blade Sisters.
Whoa.
And this is all Maximo.
Maximo T. Bird,
what if
who
the
is
other
different
guy
than Donald G. Jackson.
What if Donald G. Jackson, what if you literally like, and of course, Donald G. Jackson enlisted like amazing movies. Yeah.
On the Waterfront.
Like, the Parallax
The Big
view.
Chill.
No, you know, Blade Sisters is you know how they're redoing Ghostbusters with an all-female cast?
Yes.
So Blade Sisters is an all-black female cast for Blade.
For Blade.
It's a Vampire Hunter thing. All right, cool. Glad
Take
you guys
care.
Don't edit.
Moshe Kasher, everyone.
Texas Pete! Oh my gosh, I love Texas Pete. It is the hot sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. All right, Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold and balanced flavor. I've loved Texas Pete for years. When I got a box of their stuff at my house, I was so psyched because what I love about their hot sauce is their tanginess, okay? You can use it on anything and you're going to try every flavor. I mean, you got the original, which is great. That's fermented peppers. It's a special blend. Then you got the hotter hot sauce, which is 3 times hotter than the original. And believe me, it is not for the faint of heart. Then you got Sabor by Texas Pete, which adds an authentic Mexican flavor. And I got to tell you, that might be my favorite next to their dust dry seasoning, which matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub. It is so, so great. Texas Pete. Sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration and use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com. Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on 4 bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly, 21 plus. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, the combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter. I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's 2 in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry because I love these.
In the sequel, Return to Frogtown, Rowdy was replaced by Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, boy.
Good casting.
Who?
Interesting.
What must that be?
Who crash lands into Frogtown and is modified and turned into a frog person, giving him superhuman strength?
I don't know. We got Ferrigno. I don't know what to do. What if we made him a frog? Then it'll make sense. Okay, so Ferrigno, bad idea.
Ferrigno, we want to pitch you. You're going to be acting in green makeup. Are you good with that?
I'm totally good with that.
Later re-released as Max Hell Frog Warrior in 2002, and according to Maximo T. Bird, / Donald G. Jackson. The film is intended to be a standalone story. The film was made using the technique known as Zen filmmaking. This is the style of filmmaking in which no scripts are used.
Who's in the... this is not for Igna.
This is the main character, Max Hell, played by Scott Shaw, and the villain is played by Joe Estevez, the younger brother of Martin Sheen and the uncle of Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen.
That's amazing.
Who looks just like Martin Sheen.
Has anyone seen the Zen filmmaking version of this?
I really want to see Max Hell Frog Warrior.
I want to see every one of this guy's movies.
Right, and by the way, this guy had a full career in this weird dark alley of filmmaking.
Yes.
And then his alter ego also was a director, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's made a lot of movies.
What did Donald T. Jackson make?
That I wish I knew. I don't have that
on
in front
Golden
of me.
Pond, The Maltese Falcon, Citizen Kane.
He is... Oh, it's so crazy. All right, so you checked out in the first scene.
I mean, I just don't like those types of movies.
Okay.
What types is that, Natasha?
Well, I don't like bad 80s movies, really, if I'm just going to be laying in bed.
Yep.
I'm not interested. And then also Rowdy
Roddy.
So you're
saying you wouldn't have just sat in a chair and watched this?
No, but if it was like in the background of a party, I could like deal with it. But
so you watch, how many movies are you consuming in the background of a party? If it was playing in an Indian restaurant on a TV behind the bar, I would totally...
Well, that would be perfect because it looked cool. Then I wouldn't have to listen to Rowdy, you know, talking. And then that weird...
I'd like it like on taxi TV.
In the back of a New York cab, Sam Champion reviews Zootopia, and then this is playing.
Right, like the truth is, this movie's cool, but like even as a cult person, you can't directly enjoy it. You have to kind of be like, nah, I like it actually. You know what I mean?
I was legitimately like it's weird. It's like that fine line of like there are bad movies that are not enjoyable. I thoroughly was into like I was enjoying watching this.
I agree.
Because it was so crazy in concept.
It was, yes. And it was, at my exhaustion, at each of my exhaustion points, something truly insane would happen.
Right.
And I would be like, and I'm back.
It's actually much like taking a psychedelic drug.
Yes.
You know? It's right when you think you're too high, you become high in a different way.
Yep.
And you're like, whoa, God touched me.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Because yes, I'm fully on board for this story of this rapist on the run. And I love this, but wait a minute. Now I'm getting a little bored with it. Frog people? Don't mind if I do.
But see, I was so confused. I kept thinking I wasn't getting something.
To me, it's like a weird thing because they're like, you fuck a lot of women and your sperm is high. He's like, yeah. And then whenever he's near women, he's like, I don't want to fuck her.
And the women are so fucking horny.
And
every
some
woman
are really
is just like,
hot.
Oh, an overweight wrestler. Mamma mia. Like, they all want him so bad.
Well, then they get to Frogtown, and Frogtown to me is bizarre because it doesn't seem like the frogs are at war with anybody. It just seems like
exposition about something that happened in Frogtown, wasn't there?
It's like the
it's
a Native American thing. Like here, it's like a veiled Native American metaphor. Here, take a listen. You can hear how it plays out here.
Oh boy, she gets to keep those earrings.
Yeah, that's Commander Toadie's butt leg. Oh, he hates me. Well, he hates all human beings.
There is a lot of bad feeling towards humanity here. It wasn't bad enough that we unfortunate creatures were created as a byproduct of human warfare, but then your kind, herded us on to these reservations as if we were cattle.
Hey, I had no part in that. I hate the government.
So, basically, they herded the frog people. Now, that was the frog talking, and our amazing, somebody who helps out with the show, Avril pulled the thought this voice sounded familiar, and I want to kind of show you where it could have sounded. I think everyone knows that this could have been the voice from the Nickelodeon show, The Hidden Temple. Take a listen. This is, you'll see both voices. Here we go.
John Sutter's map to the lost gold mine can be found in the tomb of the ancient kings.
Some miners found a case in an abandoned mine. It's only slightly radioactive.
So
that was impressive.
I don't know what that is.
Oh no, my God.
I don't recognize that.
I have
that
no
either.
Idea what we're looking at right now. But it's got little kids in helmets.
That was
so,
the best.
So it's got to be good.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Okay.
And it's like kind of like a cooler version of Double Dare. These kids had to like run an obstacle course. And they were given their missions by Olmec, who is a talking, like Easter Island
like
kind
statue
of.
Statue kind of face.
But he sounds just like the Frogman. There you go.
But that's why don't I have a question about the woman that they find, in, like the girl in the desert.
Right. Yeah. Oh, back in the first.
I'm not talking to you directly. You and I are not engaged in a one-on-one conversation.
Man, I would be so happy if she stood up and she's like, oh no, I was the woman in the desert.
I would love it if that person was like, suddenly was like, hello, like had a microphone.
She grabbed a mic and she's like,
actually, you were engaged in a one-on-one conversation with me. I am Olmec of the television program Temple Run or whatever.
And then everyone in the audience gets up and they're all wearing yellow helmets.
And like a bunch of kids come in helmets.
We did it. We finally beat the mission.
Right.
Yay, Roddy Piper resurrected.
He's no pretty boy Ric Flair, Natasha.
The longest wrestler alive, I think.
Okay, so somehow they run down this woman who is just appears to be like a crazy desert person. She's like, they hog tie her.
Well, she's a feral mute.
She's like
isn't
a feral mutant kind of person, exactly.
In the
she's
desert.
She's not a mutant, she's like, she looks normal.
She's like a desert, it's like Burning Man.
She's like a
Have you guys never been to Burning Man?
That's why I checked out.
Because you don't like Burning Man? She's like a desert, like a crazy person. And she's like, like feral is a good way to describe her. And they're like, well, we tested her. She's feral, so get to work. Which is crazy. Like,
they oddly have his dick hooked up to like a machine. Yep. Like his, and I thought, oh, is his dick like, are they like milking him?
No, oh, that's the other thing. At no point in this movie are they like, oh, you're super virile. We're going to take your sperm and we're going to put it in women and we're going to have babies. They're like, you got to fuck these bitches. Got to fuck everybody.
Wait, but you're wrong. You're incorrect.
Really?
Yeah, they do that. It's so deeply buried in this unbelievably incomprehensible plot that I didn't notice it, but then I read the Wikipedia stub afterwards, and apparently that does happen. Literally, that happens.
In the movie?
At the fourth sort of act of
the sixth act of this movie.
Apparently, like there, he had the earring stops having as much power over him because they have withdrawn the. Read the Wikipedia thing.
Wait, so the earring is sucking out sperm? This is why I don't trust Wikipedia editors.
I don't think so. My understanding is that he has to write fuck the people? And that seems to be what's doing, which I was like a little uncomfortable with. And he's like, at least clean her up. Like, he's like, she hasn't even brushed her teeth. Okay. So then the blonde army lady tries to act sexy to turn him on so he'll fuck the feral desert woman.
She's like, I can turn
him. And then it doesn't work and she feels bad about herself and he's like, all right, I'll fuck the desert woman so that you feel better about being sexy. So he's like, I will rape the feral desert person so your feelings aren't hurt. It's insane. And then they clean her up.
This is what I was talking about. It says, having already taken numerous samples of reproductive material from him, he is now deemed far more expendable than the women themselves.
I don't get that.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
that's true. Also, here's the Adolf Hitler stub on Wikipedia. Hero to all.
What?
I don't know. Of what? Hitler or Frogtown?
The camera's legit shaky in this movie at certain points. Like, someone's like they just left in the first and only take. Like, legitimately, the camera's like...
He's like, wait, what movie am I on?
Yeah.
It's basically them holding the camera guys in place because they keep trying to run away.
Get back here.
No,
they're visibly shaking with laughter at Rowdy Roddy Piper's acting choices.
There's so much to talk to.
They also
No.
He has sex with the feral desert woman. They put a bracelet on her and are like, walk north. Like, you're pregnant now and alone in the desert.
Where there appears to be no water.
Walk that way. Get out of here. We already knocked you up, and that's the whole point of this.
Don't stay in our van with the gun and the protection or anything like that. Then he's in Frogtown, he befriends a stripper frog. And then the stripper frog wants to fuck him too. But can she get frog pregnant?
Yup, she got hella babies, man.
Yeah.
All kind of little eggs, little wrestler-ass eggs coming
Rowdy
out. Talk about crack, crack, sploik, you know what I mean?
Rowdy Roddy's got some tadpoles up there.
I'm just trying to pull out the stripper. The stripper scene is pretty amazing because, look, you know, Roddy
What's his
doesn't...
name?
Rowdy Roddy. Rowdy Roddy. Does not
I don't
want
to
get
thank
on.
You for helping us.
I do.
So hot.
Oh, wait a second, lady. So I don't even know you.
But I know you.
What are you doing?
I'm Donatella Versace. You know me.
Yeah, this frog stripper is like everybody else looks like a frog, and this looks like Mona from Brazil when they pull out her face like
from Mona. You got leprosy or something?
That I can promise.
Oh, Sam, I knew it would be great.
Wait a minute. Just wait a minute. Do me a favor.
Anything, Sam.
Put this on.
He tells her to put a bag over her head.
Which?
Sometimes you gotta do that. You know what I mean? You gotta say, hey, put this bag on your head.
When you fuck
Which
a frog.
Which she does. She puts it on her head. I felt bad for the frog.
She does for real?
She puts it on her head and then he sneaks away. And then she comes and rescues him later and gets killed.
She was a horny frog.
And when the frogs kept on going like, how many lilies does that cost me? How many lilies? And I'm like, is that their money? And is their money lily pads? Like, what were they? Like, why were like they called their money lilies?
Yep.
But that would be like calling our houses dollar bills, right?
Wait, what?
Because isn't like a lily pad like the frog's house?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A frog, I thought it just leaps from lily pad to
maybe
lily pad.
It's more like the ground.
Right. Oh, okay.
It'd
right.
be like
42 grounds.
In grass.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah, that was weird. It
Where
was
do
also
frogs
weird
live?
That when they're running, Rowdy Roddy and the frog woman are running, and she inexplicably falls down. Just falls down to the ground and is like, go on without me. She's like, I cannot even just get up. That is also go on without me.
That was probably the actor talking.
Yes, I'm done.
Who fell because of all the prosthesis. Was like, you know what? Fuck it. Goodbye. I wanted to make it as an actor, but this shit is not worth it.
I would like to
I came here for the hummus and now I'm leaving.
I would like to talk for 1 hour about the Dance of the Three Snakes.
I mean,
because this is mental.
A couple little things about the Dance of the Three Snakes. Obviously, it's a dance for a guy who has three dicks. But Sandahl Bergman was supposed to be naked for the Dance of the Three Snakes.
Wait, the woman was or he was?
Sandahl, that's the woman.
Okay.
But refused to do the nudity on the day. And that
Good
was,
for her.
Yeah, she pulled out.
She's like, I see what's up.
Can you imagine Miles Tito or whatever his name was going, you don't think this is worth it? You don't think this project is
Maximum
worth it? When
keeper.
I was doing Ghost Taxi,
You know who got naked? DeVito.
Check Pharrell gets fully naked within a second.
Hey, wait, like, can bam. I say something, though? Real talk.
Real talk.
Are you guys ready for real talk?
Real talk.
When Check Pharrell got naked, I got a little bit horny.
Oh, she was beautiful. I thought she was
undeniably sexy.
Yeah, no, I mean that was hot. And when the when Frog Stripper put the bag on her head, I was like, I would.
Yeah. Oh no.
You gotta get that frog pussy.
That's when I came.
Should we play the dance just so the audience gets it familiar and then we'll talk about it?
Because if I was with that
dance or die!
She's dressed a little
modern
like
ballet.
John and Xander.
The dance of the three snakes.
He has a name for it.
Dance.
Why?
You know, she's trained in the erotic arts, so she knows how to get those three snakes going, but
this is crazy.
And you may survive the dance of the three snakes.
Ooh, now it's sexy. Shoulders.
And it's slow-mo.
By the way, what's funny about this, you know that the director and her just had a huge fight about her getting naked, and she's doing this.
Like, this is crazy. Then look at what she's doing. Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. And he's like creaming his cheeks.
She's doing like really bad John Travolta staying alive dancing.
Oh, hell.
Then we see three frog penis hard-ons getting ready to go.
No, it's like, let's
you
get physical.
Have the three snakes.
By the way, that's the beret guy right there.
Why don't we get to see it? I know there's a cut where you see
one,
it.
One,
right?
Two.
Her double take is amazing.
Three.
Come.
A what?
I ain't going near any of those things.
No!
Wait. I just thought of some new steps.
Oh. Blam.
You kicked me in my six balls.
You know, I would have liked this movie if it was a musical. Like that seemed like she should start singing.
I would have liked this movie. You're like, I would have liked this movie if it was a musical in France in the 1920s with different actors and a different script.
If it was Moulin Rouge.
I would have enjoyed watching this movie more if it had been Moulin Rouge the movie.
The way that her eyes clock the three dicks.
She skips one.
Yeah.
She goes left, right, no, center.
Well, yeah, she goes left. Like, not realistically far, wide, right, and then back to center. So the idea is that, like, he's got frog dick here, and frog dick over there.
And then how would he fuck her? Like, all right, so...
Ass, mouth, pussy.
Oh!
Why you ask his stupid questions, dog? And you know what else he fuck her? Froggy style, which is when right when he nuts, he bounces.
Ribbit.
Talk about ribbit.
I'm about to ribbit.
One of them is ribbited for her pleasure. Nailed it.
Pete Holmes, get out of here.
Sorry, everybody.
But Jesus Christ, in a way.
Oh, man. Here's my issue with the whole movie.
I thought you were about to say, with Pete Holmes.
I'm going to make it weird for a second.
Come on, weirdos.
Is that the end fight scene when they're escaping, all of a sudden, R-squared has a samurai sword, which has never been seen the entire movie.
Right.
Like, it would be like introducing Indiana Jones' whip in the last scene of Raiders of the Lost Ark. He's like, wait, what? Like, he's got, and like,
it makes no sense that the one thing.
Yeah.
Just give it to him the whole time. The whole movie's going to end with the samurai sword. Give him a samurai sword.
A sword.
Right, just basic filmmaking technique.
Yeah. A sword that he's like effortlessly throws at someone. He's just like whap.
Well, you
like
know,
it's a knife you throw or a throwing star. He throws a samurai sword.
Well, check
through
off.
A man.
Check
he throws
off.
It so hard it goes through an entire man.
Chekhov once said, "If you have a samurai sword in the sixth act yep. of a movie,
it will be used in
sure.
the eighth." But they do the other women in the harem. There's, by the way, there's a harem of fertile women in this movie
that pop up out of nowhere, right?
So they're like being held captive in Frogtown because I guess they've been fucking the three penis frog.
Yes, they successfully have been fucked by that frog guy.
Yeah,
because other people die from that ceremony.
Yeah,
but not quite Angela from Who's the Boss. They prepare her by like waving scarves over her to like open up her like body or whatever, and she appears to get like super turned on
by a scarf fanning.
What's that? Angela does?
Yeah,
she's into
scene.
That.
She's kind of like, ooh, oh, wow, what?
Now that would have been a great musical number.
Yep.
I kept on going, whose fantasy is this movie? Because in one part you go like, all right, well, it's a guy's fantasy because it's like you get to fuck whoever you want, but then I'm like. But then it's also like, then they're like zapping his balls like a Farrelly Brothers movie. I'm like, well, maybe it's like a woman's, like maybe it's like, oh, now we're in control of you. And then I'm like, but I don't know who is this like for? Because he doesn't seem to even be enjoying the sex.
We also never see any of the sex, really. This movie to me was like a porno that the sex scenes had just been taken out of. Because everything like leads up to, well, and now we're going to fuck. And then it's like, jump to the next day. Wait, what? Huh? Like, it felt like they just surgically removed all of the porno scenes. But you can imagine them.
Well,
you can go to our forums where we will write the porno scenes.
Please don't do that.
Please don't.
But draw them. Let's go to the audience and see if anyone has... Yes, you want to come here? You can come here. Come on over here. Obviously, I think this movie is prime for a reboot. And so my question to you is your name, who you think should star in the reboot, and your question, okay? So here we go. What's your name?
My name is Danica.
Welcome, Danica. Okay, who should be in the reboot?
I think The Rock.
Ooh, that's good. The Rock would be great. Okay, and what's your question?
I wanted you to play the Shut Your Hole clip because I've been seeing it up there.
Oh, you want to see the Shut... Well, all right, there is a great clip of a frog saying, shut your hole... And not really a question, but just a shout out for a clip. And you know what? I will give it to you. All right, here we go. So this is some great acting. And
by
enjoy.
A frog.
Bye, frog.
Where are you from, stranger?
Nowhere nice.
Got a name?
Hell. Sam Hell.
Never heard of you. She or...
By the way, we find out his name is Sam Hell 45 minutes into the movie.
Oh, it's so late.
If not later than 45
minutes.
And
this is when I was like, that's why it's called Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Me too.
This
Me
scene.
Too.
This
Me is
too.
It. This
scene.
Is the moment. All right, so here we go.
Do you think Comes was a double entendre? That's a serious question.
What?
Not at all? Do you think it was a slightly double entendre that Hell Comes to Frogtown?
Oh, yeah. I bet it was.
Hell Comes in Frogtown.
Yep. Frogtown is the frog stripper's pussy.
Let's hear that. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
We'll hear the frog say no.
Barter to Leroy.
Private barter.
Well, yes, Bo.
Shut your hole! No private barter's allowed in Frogtown.
I want to do it again. One more time.
Yeah, of course.
Let's not laugh so we can hear it, really.
All right, here we go.
Well, yes, Bo.
Shut your hole! No private barter's allowed in Frogtown. Toadies more!
That was good.
That is pretty great. Great question.
I would love it
if people in our audience started shouting things like no private barter's allowed in Frogtown in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Frogtown.
All right, sir.
Do you think that director ever came in, like, flew into the set and was just like, let's do it again, but just, like, way realer this time. Yeah. Like, just take it all the way down.
You know that happened, and he was like, print it. It's perfect.
Uh-huh. I feel like that actor came in. He's like, so you're me playing a frog. He's like, I was thinking about my frog. I want to wear an eye patch. And Maximo was like, can you be in every one of my movies from here on?
But that's kind of a British accent that he just did. It was like, shut your
Maximo comes in, like, do you mind if I give you a line read? Sure. Try it like this. Shut your head! Yeah, you sure? Yeah.
I would like when Maximo directs, like, he wears a different outfit, like an 80s sitcom. Like there's Dennis G. Johnson or whatever, but then it's like Maximo comes in with a beret.
Oh, see, I think Dennis, he wakes up every morning as Dennis.
Yes.
He drops acid. And then begins directing as Maximo for the rest of the day. When the acid wears off, he's like, oh, Donald or Dennis? What is it?
Dennis.
Donald's got to go to bed, because this, where I am right now, is an embarrassment. Got to go to bed. I'll get up, I'll take acid again, this will all make sense in the morning. Let's throw away the scripts.
Hey, Jason.
It's Zen filmmaking.
Jason.
Moshe.
I think it's time for somebody to ask a question. So honestly, no offense.
Shut your hole! Fair enough.
All right, sir, your name, your person who should star in the remake, and your question. If you have a male and female pairing, I'll take that too. Okay. Who should play Sandahl Bergman, the famous Sandahl Bergman?
I'm Sean Pressler, but I'm considered the Jason of our group.
This guy is the group.
Walk away from him, Paul. Paul,
all right, yeah.
Paul, I don't even want to know his question. I know what he's doing. I know what you're doing, and I'm not going to reward it.
The Jason of his group, man.
Nope.
Don't care. Here we go. Yes. Who are your two stars?
I think Justin Bieber should be fucked by the three snakes.
All right. That's not what we're asking.
Getting worse, bro. That's not what a Jason of the group would say. Also, what is this group?
All right, what's your question? You have one chance to redeem yourself.
And I'm guaranteeing it's not going to work.
Do you think that Coors Beer sponsored this video because it was the only beer that survived the apocalypse?
Did he just call a movie a video?
Yep. And he called it Coors. Do you think that Coors Beer?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Do not call this beautiful work of art a video. Use the phrase cinema, Coors. Piece of cinema, or film.
And the word Coors has one syllable. Coors. Coours. Coors Beer.
Sir, your name, your two stars, your question.
Nick Cage, Biling.
Ooh, Nick Cage and Biling, I like that.
Yep.
I like that a lot, actually.
So, you find out in like the last 5 minutes that he has a daughter or had a daughter?
Yeah.
And then he gives like his only memento of his daughter to this chick who's the only interaction he's had with him is she's tried to kill him and tried to fuck him.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's like, here, you should have this now. And he gives away his daughter's necklace to check Varel, which I get because he's like, you're the hottest person in this movie.
Right. Like, and honestly, like, who knows
girls
how.
Love jewelry, who, so
knows,
here.
Who knows how hot his daughter was? Maybe probably not as hot as Chek. So he's like, here you go. Thank you. You know?
You know, it's Roddy Piper's daughter, so she's got to be hot.
I thought that they were
going to. She's actually the UFC champ. She was for a while.
I thought they were going to reveal that Chek Farrell was his daughter. That's why he wouldn't.
Oh, interesting.
You know, yeah. Make it interesting. Make it interesting.
A controversial theory.
All right.
Here in the Largo.
Chek Farrell was on the grassy knoll.
Very few women with questions for Hell Comes to Frogtown because they think it's a perfect film. So that guy's a lot more judgmental. Here we go. Yes. Your name, your two stars, and your question.
My name is Lucas. Ric Flair should definitely be the next star of Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Yeah, Natasha, you asshole.
My question is, so you've got the Robert Palmer girl driving the pink war rig through the desert. I feel like, or I guess, would you guys agree that the Johnny Comes Marching Home seems to be emitting from this, as would like the ice cream truck going to beckon these fertile
saying,
women from the desert.
Is it diegetic? Is the music being played in the truck? Yeah, they're playing it during that, but I don't think they're playing it on their radio.
Yeah. It's not like an ice cream truck coming through town.
You know how the soundtrack to a movie works, right? Good boy.
Jason, it's
those
a
Goonies
video.
Think it was weird when they turned on the radio and they heard that Cyndi Lauper song about the Goonies? Were they like, wow, that's like about us, right? Yeah.
They already made a song about us?
And our adventures?
That's so cool that on the Death Star they had an orchestra.
All right. Your name, your two stars, and your question.
Sarah, I feel like Hulk Hogan would be really good.
He has a video.
That also is a film.
Did you say that her...
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
You're looking right at me.
I know.
But first of all, my real question to you is...
unsettling.
Who are you of your group? No, yes, go
She's
ahead.
She's the Czech Varel of her group.
Yes, your question.
Okay, did you say that her sexy...
Me.
Yeah?
Yeah, you.
Uh-huh.
Earlier.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Jason, she's playing for people listening, Jason.
I think that Jason said her sexy dance that she does to get him to have sex with the feral girl didn't work. But when she was dancing, there was a clanking sound, and I thought that was his dick hitting.
That's cool. Somebody else who doesn't know how boners work.
No, you might be right. You might be right.
There's
because
no way
it's
she's...
the metal sound of his metal dick hitting the metal. Metal on metal, because a fleshy thing hitting the metal. No, I get it. You and I both understand how boners work.
All right. Your name, your two stars, and your question.
Owen, I think this should be the next Angelina Jolie Brad Pitt project with her directing. And his name is not actually Sam Hill.
What is it?
In the beginning, when they're doing the med tech thing where he gets the codpiece, she says clearly Sam Hellman.
So, oh, wow.
Do you think someone was writing this and said, well, if his name is Sam Hell, no one's going to believe that. It's just that Hellman, and he uses Hell for short.
Do you think at any point...
No one shortens their last name.
Joke. Ready?
Oh, okay. I hope we are right.
I doubt it now, but...
what? Nothing changed.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. What in the Sam...
Yes, that was it! That was it!
I was gonna say, did somebody run in at a certain point and go, who in the Sam Hell is Sam Hellman?
And you two are together, so I want to
give
you.
We just hugged.
I want to give you.
I just hugged.
I want to give you a chance to ask a question too, so you can't go home and feel like you got something that you didn't get. So, what's your question?
I just wanted to correct that the girl in the desert is actually one of the escapees because they ask her like, why didn't they come with you? And they're like. Oh, because they're all passives, which comes back with the sword, so...
Got it. So she's not a feral desert person, as I have been referring to her.
By the way...
She's an escaped woman of the harem.
By the way, I have to say, the women tonight have been really on point with what has gone on in this movie.
Yep.
To a point that I feel dumb and not saying it. Who has a really good one? A really good one. So you come on. Yeah, come on. You're in the middle. Yeah, come on. I'll get somebody really deep in there.
Boy.
Right,
here
sir.
We go.
Your name, your two stars, and your question. Here we go. I'll hold the microphone. Sorry, I make you do it.
Get it together.
So the two stars. I think Natasha would be pretty good at it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, I want to be Czech Varel, though. I got to be.
Hey, honey, you'll
Jason
always be my Czech Varel.
Oh, he's another Jason of his group.
No, I'm saying the other actor would be Jason of the group.
So oh, you're like, casting her as
back.
That guy?
No.
No.
He's casting her as Sandahl Bergman.
And, this,
and the guy
and
who said he's the Jason of his group.
As Sam Hell?
Yeah.
Wait, why can't I be Sam Hell? That's my wife!
You'll be the whole guy. All right, your question.
You could be Toad. So did they ever clarify what ECR means? I got that from my grandmother.
ECR?
ECR, yeah, that's what they call it. ECR. What is that?
What is the
ECR?
Oh, I'm sure they tell you at the beginning. It's like electronic, blah, blah, blah.
Any ladies know what the ECR is?
Wait, what's the question? Yeah. What
is it? Why do they call it ECR?
Oh, I see.
Electronic cod propulsion.
Electronic cock restraint.
Oh, electronic cock restraint.
No! The Maybe. Word cock is not part of it. Have we all lost our minds?
Oh, now you're quality controlling this film?
I mean, there is no
These
way.
These people, this group of artists would never
No, I'm
stoop
talking
so
about,
low.
I'm talking about med tech. I'm talking about med tech. They would never put the word cock in the formula.
They're the ones who made the no condom sign. They're cool.
Oh my God, that was so crazy.
It's the 80s, no condoms.
The pink car. Oh, guys, there's so
I will
much.
Repeat that this movie did come out in theaters. Okay, your name, your two stars, and your question.
My name is Stacy. Two stars would be Tom Hardy and Charlize Theron. I like that. My question was, do frogs really have three dicks?
Yeah.
Moving on.
What are we doing?
Moving.
Do you remember when Paul said a good one?
Now that was actually
Do frogs a good really have three dicks?
Wait a second. I have a real question for that person. Can I ask you a question? Jay, and the microphone isn't there, but you can yell out. How old are you?
31.
30, don't you think if there was something that had three dicks in your 31 years, you would have heard about it? If there was an animal running around with three independently operating penises, don't you think we'd be talking about it?
Jason.
On this
Jason,
podcast, me specifically.
Jason.
Because I'm the Jason of the group.
Jason. I don't want to take your word for it. We have a veterinarian here. Who it says they can get to the bottom of it. Where's our veterinarian? Hello, veterinarian. Does, first of all, what's your name?
Oh, Dana. If I'm proven wrong, I'm going to be real
embarrassed. Is it Dr. Dana?
Dr. Dana, yeah.
She's Dr. Dana. And here is the question.
Double D?
Do frogs have three penises?
No, they have a multi-purpose orifice called a cloaca.
Oh yeah, I got one of those. I got that at the pleasure chest.
A multi-purpose orifice. What can they do in that multi-purpose? What does it do?
Just all the secretions come out at once.
Shit, piss, and you can stick it in. All right, great.
So they've just got one hole to rule them all?
Boom, boom, boom. Can't. Nailed it.
Stop crushing.
I think we can't top that. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
Wait, but some animals do have two penises. I'm reading an article from sciencealert.com called Why Do Some Animals Have... Here's Why Some Animals Have Two Penises.
Okay.
And why?
Scientists have found out the origin of the double penis and have worked out why humans have only one. And this one's weird. Except for comedian Moshe Kasher.
Who?
It's right there in the Wikipedia.
Does it say what's it weird about it? Is that you have zero or more than one?
I too have a colloquia or whatever.
You have a colloquium?
Yeah. I have a
colloquium so you know, for a dream. That's how they end the movie.
Get out of here, Pete Holmes.
Yeah, snakes have two penises.
What?
Some birds have two penises. That's what it's saying here. I mean, hey, what are you going
to
do?
Does that ring true to you, doctor?
Yeah.
Okay, she's...
Have multiple vaginas as well.
Oh, yeah. No, I know, and they are animals.
I smell sequel. Okay, so obviously a lot of people have a lot to say about this movie. If you want to talk about this movie or anything on your mind, you can call us at 619-PAUL-ASK. That's A-S-K, PAUL-ASK, 619-PAUL-ASK.
Go ahead, caller. We have you on the air.
Well, you can ask questions like this. Like this question right here.
And I'm going to call back every week until you answer this question, because I ask everybody this question and no one has given me a good answer. Let's say we're rebooting Ernest. We're sending Ernest to work. Ernest goes to work. I don't fucking know. But we're rebooting Ernest. Who plays Ernest in the reboot?
No one will answer that question.
He's been asking everybody.
Wait, Jason.
But he doesn't know if it's Ernest Goes to Work.
Also, no one asked me who would reboot.
Moshe.
Yeah, Jason.
I want to reboot Ernest. And okay. I don't know.
Great idea, by the way.
Thank you so much. I don't know. It's like Ernest Goes to Work. Like,
okay, that's the obvious. Yeah, that makes
Moshe sense. Play Ernest.
What'd you just say? What did you fucking ask me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who should play Ernest? Fuck you, I'm not answering that question.
Wow, that's a difficult...
Well, let's go around the circle here. Who would you recast as Ernest? Natasha, you can play along with this too. I mean, June talked about Ernest's...
Sexuality
being an all-time high. Do you find him to be a sexual...
Jim
person?
Burning?
June found, like, legitimately, not a joke, June's like, he has a strong sexual presence.
I'm trying to picture him, and I just keep seeing Mr. Bean. Is that different?
Yeah, he's just
very different.
Yeah.
Ernest P. Worrell, he's...
he has, like, the ears.
He's like, I know what I mean, Vern.
Oh, okay. He should be that comedian Harlan Williams.
Wow. Ooh, great.
By the way,
great call. Great call.
Wow. Really
right
good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's good.
All right, Harlan, that is pretty solid.
I've got a conceptual one.
Okay.
Because Ernest P. Worrell got his...
Conceptual one.
Well, because I think Natasha...
Premise from McDonald's.
No, it's more like the world peace, the concept of world peace. No, because Ernest got his start, as I'm sure you guys know, as the spokesperson for Squirt Soda,
yep.
I would say that Orlando Jones, who was once the spokesperson for Sprite, would be a great and diverse new look at the Ernest franchise.
It's very conceptual, but I can get behind that.
All right.
Jason, do you have anybody coming to mind? I'm like...
I'm having trouble. I'm like trying to figure it out.
You know, who's got the funny, goofy likability?
Jack McBrayer.
Ooh.
That's good. That's real good.
He's got that goofy Southern charm, and he's real dummy.
A real dum-dum. Oh, now the pressure's on me. I've been thinking, I'm not going to be able to come up with anything to top these. These are all real good. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Andrew Dice Clay.
Andrew Dice Clay just fumbling through a weird world.
No. You know what I mean, Vern? Hey, Vern, get the fuck in.
Ernest goes to Brooklyn.
Get the fuck in here, Vern. Oh!
Well, if you want to...
Squirt soda.
If you want to hear more questions like this and answers like this, you can listen to our mini episodes every week. We can call in 619-PAUL-ASK.
Paul Ask. A-S-S.
No. Ask. A-S-K, Jason. A-S-K.
1-800-PAUL-ASK. All those Paul Scheer ask questions you want answered, call them in.
It's not about that. That line has been disabled.
Oh, you want to talk about those buns, hon?
1-800-PAUL-AX.
I got three assholes. Let's go for it. Obviously, we had an opinion about this movie, but there are some people out there that had a different opinion. It is now time for second opinions.
Just because they didn't come first doesn't mean they're worse. They always come last because they kick so much ass. Second opinions of love.
Yeah! Get up!
Give it up for Nick!
Well done. Well done.
Amazing. USA. 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 USA.
Frog Town.
Wait, are
Frog
you saying
Town.
USA or Kumite? That's what I thought.
Oh, Kumite.
Kumite from Blast. That is dangerously close to taking
No, they
over
weren't
this
saying kumite.
Podcast.
They weren't saying kumite. They were saying she crochet. She crochet. She crochet. It's what? Oh.
Yeah! Yeah, Moshe! Fuck you, Moshe!
Sorry, Moshe!
What'd he say? What'd you say?
Oh, man, you just got shamed.
I just got knitted. Let's develop a show on MTV called You Just Got Knitted. You hear?
These are 5-star reviews culled from Amazon. This first one is by Mitch. And it goes like this. And the grammar is as presented.
When the leading male role, R-O-L-L, is not acting, he is a pro wrestler. Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Was that you, Ric Flair guy, that wrote this?
I have seen all movies he is in, and like them all, that's all in caps, it's like the movie he has been in were written just for him and his type of character.
Why, it reminds me of my traumatic brain injury.
This one from 2000 writes, if anyone knows where I can find a copy of this movie, let me know at dragon1955@juno.com. 5 stars.
This is on the website amazon.com, by the way.
Anyone knows where I can find a copy.
So let's anyone knows in. Of a website that sells various items, including old DVDs, please
arguably, for him to even write this under the Hell Comes to Frogtown page, you could have bought it. They just don't have...
He had to go. He had to find it for sale in order to review it.
To be fair, this is my first time on the internet since Juno.com was established as a domain name.
Contact me at MitchMcGee@AskJeeves.com.
This one is written by Vineet S. Cochran, and it goes, I was one of the frog guards, not credited.
That's cool.
I got to meet Rowdy Roddy Piper, who was very friendly, and Sundahl Bergman, who asked me where she could get some coffee.
And, of course, where the hummus was.
The frog puns were flying a mile a minute on set, and some were unbearable. Also note the green beer made of 7-Up and Palm Olive.
Whoa, they couldn't get green food dye?
3 nights in a warehouse was too much for me, and I refused to continue in a heavy frog costume in Death Valley in May to June of 1987, even though they promised me a credit.
Five stars.
That's amazing.
But that was some good insider information.
Yeah, that was cool.
His story. Sundahl
Bergman and him really kicked it off. It really hit it off.
Yeah.
Where's the coffee? Darling, where's the coffee?
That was his memoirs.
No commitment to the craft from that guy.
Uncredited, the memoirs.
If you want to know more about Hell Comes to Frogtown, you can read Blake J. Harris's article at slashfilm.com. Just head over there. He does these amazing oral histories of all the films. But now I ask you guys, is there anything that we didn't cover that we want to cover? I feel like we definitely got a lot of it out.
Well, we didn't talk about the border guard who comes back at the end.
Now here's my thing. Was that the border guard who came back at the end or the dad?
Same guy. Same guy.
Yeah.
Also, he comes back at the end and is like, I've been stealing uranium because I'm tired of it being a woman's world. It used to be a man's world.
Yeah.
And then sword throw.
He takes the sword out and runs away.
Yeah.
Which I was impressed with that. I think when someone gets a samurai...
You're supposed to leave it in.
Yeah.
He will live longer if he leaves it in. Technically.
I also wrote this. I don't
right?
remember what...
Veterinarian?
I also wrote that there were like, I don't know what this means, but I remember it maybe making sense that there are lackadaisical obstacles. Like, he's just like, oh, like, there's no real obstacles there, but he's really looking like he's having a hard time traversing them, I think.
Oh, one of my favorite things was they like pick up like a beeper, like boop, 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 a motion alert, and they're like, they get in the car and they're driving to try and find it. And she keeps giving the direction, more left. That's not something you say. More left. More left. More left. You're either going left, you're going straight, or you're going right. I think. I don't think. She says more left enough times, they've 100% gone in a circle. More left. I wish, where do I go up at this intersection? Left. Oh, no, more left.
Oh, you mean backwards.
Anything else? Anything else?
I'm good.
All right.
Natasha hated this movie.
No, but I really love doing the podcast.
Okay, so thank you guys so much for coming out, and a big thank you to everybody who makes this podcast. All right, if you love the clips of this show, they are all put together by Avril Halley. She pulls them all together, and she has a great YouTube page, but basically have all the funny clips from this show. It's called Movie Bitches. Go visit that on YouTube. We have a big thank you to Nate Kiley, Marissa Zeitz, Leanna Waldron, everybody here at Largo, everybody here at Earwolf. Thank you guys so much for coming out to our live shows at Largo. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
My cat Rachel is the silliest cat I know. One time, she played inside a paper bag for 3 hours. What a mystery. But I'm glad her health isn't. Thanks to the color-changing litter from Fresh Step Crystal's health monitoring litter. This premium color-changing litter has pH-activated crystals that can help me detect potential illness early. That makes it easy for me to stay on top of her health and well-being. I may not understand all of Rachel's silly quirks, but I can keep up with the important things. Find Fresh Step Crystal's health monitoring litter at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company.